Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Resh Chaf Tes. We are up to Sif Bayit. V'chein Dover Shemekabel Tuma. So we're now going through the different things that are going to be pasul for Schach. And we said that one of the requirements we saw yesterday is that they have to be items that are not Mekabel Tuma. So in other words, even if it's made of wood, which is growing from the ground, if it's a kli, then it's not going to be something that can be used for schach. Let's see. Chayin davar shemekabel tumah kagon shpudin v'yaruchos hamita v'chol hakelim. So he says all types of items that are mekabel tumah, like shpudin v'aruchas hamita v'chol hakelim. So what are shpudin and aruchas hamita? So let's see. And all kelim. Sif katan hey, shpudin, shalmatachas. He says we're talking about here specifically, and the truth is it doesn't really have to be mentioned because once it's metal, it's not like karka. But he says it's puzzle in and of itself based on the fact that it's a, regardless of the fact that it's metal, it's going to be puzzle because it's a metal kli, this shpudin that you use, let's say it's a skewer, a spit that you use for queuing, barbecuing, that is. Abal shall eat. However, what happens if you have a spit that's made out of wood? Ain mekabel tuma. That's not mekabel tuma. Afilu midrabanan. Even midrabanan. This is what's called pshute clay eats. Clay eats have to have what's called a base kibul. Anyone ever learn taras? They have to have what's called a base kibul in order for it to become something that can be mekabel tuma. In other words, metal kalim, even though they do not have a base kibul, even though they don't have something where you can collect, has to have a base kibul, a kli that can receive things and hold things in. If it's metal, like a spit and things like that, that will be by metal, it's mekabel tuma. But clay eight is not mekabel tuma, even midrabana, right? Kimo chitzim zecharim. The Sif Gimel, like we'll see coming up in Sif Gimel, like arrows and things like that. They're not Mikabel Tuma. Of course, there are chitzim that have a base kibul. Zachar means that they have like a point that is pure pshute klayetz. Okay? So he says, pshute klayetz, then who mutter l'schach be'etz. Therefore, you can go ahead and use them. So if you want to go ahead and use your wood spits, you can go ahead and use them for schach. Vim kain. The Mayri Bishal Matachos, okay, and if that's the case, then we're dealing, like I said, with Matachos metal, and therefore, who Mishnah Shein Atzricha. It's really something that's not necessary. The Havalav Hachi, as we said before, even regardless of this, Ein Mesachach, and you can't go ahead and use it for Tzrach. Why? The Ein Otzomeach Menaretz, because else metal, it's not something that grows from the ground, might be in the ground, might be mined from the ground, but doesn't grow from the ground. So, Achronim Yishvu Kushiyoso. The Mayri b'shel eitz u b'roshei hashpudin yesh k'tzars barzel. He says, that we're talking here where basically, what do you have? You have a clay eitz with the tip is metal. So if the tip is metal, yesh k'tzars barzel, so gai gavna, gam ha'eitz mekabel, super lam d'shir, gam ha'eitz mekabel tuma, al yidei abarzel she berosho. He says, and then you have a situation where the eitz itself is makabel tuma, because since it has a tip that's metal, it's no longer considered pshute clay eitz. So else the fact that it's was, that it's not gedulei karka, it's basically gedulei karka, it's a little tip that's metal. Okay? But once it has that tip that's metal, it then becomes no longer pshute clay eitz, therefore it's makabel tuma. Okay, you know, since the ikar schach is basically a shbud that's eitz and it grows from the ground, right? Ain tzarach lebarzel tzarach haschach, and you don't really need the barzel for the purpose of the schach. So havamina, you might have thought the mutar l'schachik, maybe you could go ahead and use the schach. Kamash on the puzzle, why? Ho mekabel tuma al yidei barzel. So that's the chiddush, that since it's mekabel tuma al yidei barzel, so therefore it cannot be used as schach. Okay, so that's the basic yisoy. Okay, so we're talking here about shbudin that get a din legabe tuma of not. It doesn't have a din of pshutei klei eitz because of the tip, therefore it becomes tame. And als tuma, it can't be used, but als the fact that it's gedulei karka, it's still gedulei karka because be'etzem, the whole thing is made of wood. That is this Mishnah Berurah. Then we go on to Arucha Samita. What are the Arucha Samita? So if you guys remember from Sukkah, the Arucha Samita were these basically, the beds they used to be made, they used to have like, you know, on top of the beds, on top of these like planks of wood, you would also, what would you have? You'd have items like strings or ropes that would go across it, that would make it like into a mita. So he says, these are ruchos hamita, the chol hakelim. So ruchos hamita have a special din, afilu heim shel eitz, they are mekabel tuma. V'af she'enan mita shlema, psulin le'sichuch, even though they're not full-blown mitos, they are pasul l'schach, hold in mita shlema ka'asub, since they came from a full-blown bed. In other words, these are just the planks or the right of the mita, the sideboards or whatever they are, but since they actually came from a full mita, they are items that are mekabel tuma, and therefore they will be puzzled, okay? Because they came from a mita shlema. Biter, the chola kalim, and all kalim, afilu midi, the mekabel tuma, rak midrabanan. Even items that are mekabel tuma, only me the rabbanon. We now move weiter in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein mesachim behem v'afilu im nishbaru shelo nishbar behem shir kabbalas tuma. Says, and even if they break and they do not retain the shir of kabbalas tuma, they still cannot be used for schach. As you know, a kli that breaks, it busts, loses its tuma. Right? You break a kli, it loses its tuma. However, even though it loses its ability mekabel tuma. Okay, so he's saying even though it loses its ability mekabel tuma, it's still going to be possible for schach. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan ches shaloni shar bahen shir v'chulei keiman shapam achas hayiru lekabel tuma. Since at one point this was roy lekabelas tuma, so gazru ben chachamim shalo l'sachech bahen la'olam. Chachamim were geizer not to use them for schach la'olam. He says, however, those kalim, even if when they were shulling, they were only kalim that were mekabel tuma midrabanan, those types of kalim in nishbaru, if they broke, mutter l'sachek behen, you would be able to use them. So in other words, a kli that's only mekabel tuma midrabanan, those, if they're broken and they're no longer mekabel tuma even midrabanan, those you could use for schach. So it comes out that a kli of mekabel tuma midaraisa that's now busted and it can no longer be mekabel tuma will still be puzzled to go ahead and use for schach. Sif gimel sichecha bechitzim she'ein lam beis kibul. If you masachek with, let's say, arrows, right, wooden arrows that don't have a beis kibul, those are kshera because once again those are pshute clay eitz. V'sheyesh b'hem beis kibul. But if it has a base kibul, psula, okay, look at the Mishnah Berurah, sif kata tes, bechitzim she'ein lahem base kibul. As we said, the pshute clay eitz ain mekabel tuma. The pshute clay eitz, meaning clay eitz that do not have a base kibul, are not mekabel tuma. Sif kata yud, ksheira, it's kosher. And now he says as follows, bim hayu pamachas babarzel. What happens if at one point it had barzel on it, like we saw before? Psulim afal pi shenitlu achakach. It's going to be puzzle, even if afterwards the metal was removed. The kevan to pam achaz hayruyim lekabel tuma. Since at one point they were roy lekabel tuma. Why? Because it wasn't true. They claimed because it had metal on it, right? So therefore, now that the metal comes off, it's like we said, it's a kli that was mekabel tuma that now broke. So that's what he says. It came with the pamach. I say you're ruining the kabel tuma. Nishar shem psul alayim. Kenor melel b'sif beis. Like we said before, in sif beis, that even if it goes ahead and it breaks and it's no longer mekabel tuma, the fact that it originally was mekabel tuma, its shem psul remains. Kanim hanivroyim chalulim. Now he comes to, what about, let's say, like reeds that grow with hollows in it, otherwise known as bamboo. You have a bamboo, right? So you ever see bamboo? Bamboo inside, like a little pipe. So it has like a pipe in between. So it's like a stickle cleave, like a pipe. So he says, Afal Pisha Yeshlan base kibul, ain the kablin tuma, even though they have a base kibul, because there's a hole in it, ain the kablin tuma, lefisha lo nasu le kabbalah, because they're not made for kabbalah. Because, you know, again, they're not made to keep things in it. Lefichach mutu lesachek behem, therefore, you'd be able to go ahead and use bamboo. V'chein mutu lesachek betzinor. Then the same thing would be if you had a wooden pipe. Even though it's a pipe, at the end of the day, you don't want the water that goes through the pipe to stay in there. V'chol kli eitz harachav ktsas, however, any clay eitz that has any width to it, v'royi laniach alav, and you could put something on it, okay? Right? Royi laniach alav davar, it's mekabel tuma midrabanan. So, what's an example of that? We'll see in a second, because the dummy base kibul. In other words, let's say you have something flat, but it's wide. But it's wide, so you can put things on it. So it doesn't really have a base kibul because it's not like a receptacle. But at the end, on the other hand, you can put things on it. So midrabanan, even though it's flat, pshute, and there's no base kibul, midrabanan it has a din of a base kibul, and therefore it would be possible. Lufize, ein laniach mara umagrefa al asuka afilu nishbra. Let's say you had some type of spatula or like flat shovel or something like that. It has no base kibul, but they're flat. So there you cannot, and they're made out of wood. You can't go ahead and use it for your schach. Vayein the bikure Yaakov the daito note the b'shas ad chak yesh lahachel the sachek yesh nishbra. However, he said the bikure Yaakov says shas ad chak you could be makel with these things once they break. Kevan da filu b'hochu shleima. That's what we said before. Since, in the first place, let's say you had this wooden spatula, right? So the wooden spatula itself is only mekabel tum midrabanan. So if it would break, he says there you could be mekel, ein l'gzor b'shvura, k'nomer lahel, like we said earlier, in sif katan ches. Dalid. Okay, before we go into Dalid, you need a little bit of an intro, especially if you guys did not do this that well in your bekiyas. So, in the process of making pishdan, there are a number of stages in the process of making linen from flax, right? That's known as pishdan. There is the actual raw pishdan, the raw flax. And then what you do is you soak it in what's called the main mishra. After it's soaked the main mishra, it is then beat down. It's called nidak. Okay, it's nidak and machteshes. That's the third stage. And finally, you like comb it out, and right, you make it into its basic, strands of linen. Now, it's not yet any type of kli or anything like that, but the halacha is that for sure, when it gets to its final stage, it's for sure not going to be able to be used, as we're going to see, for schach, even though flax, linen, unlike wool, grows from the ground. Okay? So, let's see. Sivdalit. Sichacha v'pishtam. So, you go ahead and you make tzchach v'pishtam. What's the problem? Grows from the ground. So, he says, kishalo nidak v'lo nipetz k'sheira. If it did not go through nidak, where it's pounded, beat, whatever you call it, beat, pounded, v'lo nipetz, nor was it already made into the strands, k'sheira. The eitz ba'amu, because it's just what? It's just eitz. It's still just the growth. It's like the raw pishdan that grew. Aval nidak v'nifetz. If it went through nidak and nifetz, then it's psula. So obviously, it's leaving out all the middle stages. It's leaving out the stage of soaking, b'mein mishra, and it's leaving out the stage of nidak without nifetz. So what's the story? If you have the pishtan, I mean, you have two extremes here. If it's purely raw pishtan, that you could be masachek with, Shulchan Aruch says. If it gets to that final stage of nifetz, then you can't. What about the middle stages? Let's see. Zipkat nidal. Yishalom nidak velo nifetz, or tzolomar, Even though initially you soaked these givolin in mayim, so what he's saying here is that second stage, he seems to be saying, even though it went through what stage? It went through not only being cut from the ground, it also was soaked in May Mishra, that would be okay, because that's left out. And it says only b'shelo nidak v'lo nifetz. Mashma that if it was soaked in the May Mishra, it would also be kosher. So the first two stages, when it's cut and when it's soaked, you can still go ahead and use it. Right? And that's what he says. U'mashma m'lashon zeh, d'mayan nidak, and it's also mashma, that if it was nidak, af shelo nifetz, it's going to be puzzle. Meaning that once it's nidak, it sounds like from the first part, right? Bishalo nidak below nifates, ksheira. So what does that sound like from the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch? It sounds like once it's nidak, once it's pounded, it's already psula. When we solve tvara, however, from the end of the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma the other way around. The nidak benifats ba'inan. In order for psul, what do you need? You need it to be both nidak v'nifates. Aval nidak l'chud lo. So which way is it? In other words, it's a stira, seemingly between the Rashi and the same for the Shulchan Aruch, how to deal with nidak below nifetz. He says, "Vayei b'prisha u'be'er agra u'mashur shemitzdalim lehakel." The be'er agra and the prisha, they're makel when it's what nidak below nifetz. U'mikom makom ein lehakel af b'nashru l'chud rak b'makom hadchak. So he says, even what, even when you go ahead and already put it in the lot, he says, even when you already put it in the main mishra, you should only be makel b'makom hadchak. In other words, the only thing you could really use lechatchila is the pure raw flax. Okay, the main mishra you could use b'makom hadchak, and sounds like from the prisha of be'ar gra you could be even makel. Okay, obviously b'makom hadchak with nidak, but out of the question is nidak v'nifas, it's psula. Why? Why is it psula? It's not a kli. So it's possibly the Rabbanon. Why? So let's look at the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudbeis. Psula mi the Rabbanon. Vipnei she'ein surasa omedas alav. It's because, now what we're going to see here is going to be three different approaches as to what is the basis for the psul of Pishdan. Once it is already soaked, beat down, and then combed out. It grows from the ground. L'chaira is not yet mekabel tuma, seemingly. So what's the issue? So he says it's psula midrabanan. So one opinion is mipnei she'ein tsuraso. He's a really machlokas rishonim. Mipnei she'ein tsuraso omedas alav. This is the approach of the Rambam, that once it is no longer, okay, in its raw state, it doesn't have its look as if it was pure raw flax, and therefore umechse ki'ilu eino migdulei karka. It no longer looks like gidulei karka. In fact, that's, you know, maybe the reason we saw in the previous sifkatan that even when it's soaked, one should only use it b'mkayim hadchak, even before it got beaten down. Bio, another reason, came into roi lesitam latoch karim uksesis. This is the approach of the Ravid, who says, because midrabanan, it's puzzle, not because it loses its form and it looks like it's not going to be like harka, but rather because it is roi, it is fitting to place in pillows and blankets as stuffing. And then, once it becomes a blanket or a pillow, then it as yikavotuma, yikavotuma. Yal kain, gam kain, and based on this, there's a big nafkamina between these two approaches. What would be b'na'ayres shivei givoylin haninar min apishdan? What would be with those that are the remnants of the actual flax that got shaken off that could be used to go ahead and fill up the pillows and blankets, but have not yet been processed at all? So according to the first approach, it still looks like gidulei karka. According to the second approach, it's already something. Ain the sachim, but why? The gami menu roi lemalek karim uksesus, because these
remnants of that got shaken off from the raw flax can be used for stuffing. And based on these two reasons for the psul de rabbanon, afilu b'tzemer gefen b'kanvus, even when you're dealing with katan and kanvus, she'ein mitamin b'negayim, that have no connection at all to tuma, im nidak v'nifatz ein mesachim behem. If it gets processed, for sure ein mesachim behem. Why? Because number one, it doesn't look like the original raw cotton that grew. And number two, it can be used for stuffing, cotton pillows. The yod, kasvu, tam. But there's a third approach. Who is that? Okay, this is Taisus brings us down. It might be Rashi. That, nay, the kevan de kvar nidak venifats, that since it already went through the process of beating and combing, karovu litvoisa, it's already very close to it actually being woven into some type of beged, the mekabel tuma, it could already be mekabel tuma of negoyim. Al kain gazru shelo lesachekbo. Therefore, it is a gzera not to be mesachech with it. But based on this reason, b'tzemer gefen v'kanvus, the ein mekabel tuma klal, katit will never be something that independently, even if it's turned into some type of weave, will never be able to mekabel tuma, even tumas negayim. So lo shayech ha'gzeira, there'll be no reason for this gzeira. However, yesh lahachmir, however, one should be machmir, and like the first two opinions, and should never use processed cotton or canvas like processed flax, even before it ultimately becomes a final weave. But after it's been processed, again, the level of the processing we saw is a machlokes. For sure, once it's combed, the machlokes, based on how to understand the two seeming the stira in the Shulchan Aruch, whether dafka after combing or even after pounding, it's going to be usher. And then there is the chumrah of the Mishabura saying that even though it's not implied from the Shulchan Aruch, but unless it's shasat chak, even after the flax has been soaked, one should not go ahead and use it. Ad kan.